I mean, because, I mean, oh God, I know I'm not going to say this tactfully, and then you guys are going to want to edit this out, but.
Go for it.
Okay.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And weekly downloaded for fuck's sake. This shit should be easy. Christina P. Thompson Gura. Keep your pants high and white down with disinfected bath wipes. That's just right. Two who love to discuss pull. They came right in the house, put the same shit you got on and said fuck you. In a friendly way, laugh until you get up and ran. Dropping clips, talking shit. Mama's in the fucking stands. Don't get them started. Retarded. Big words, it's worth the listen. Between dick jerks, disturbed. You know it, bro. They try to disrespect me in my house and grab the fucking remote control. How's your mom's now? She's good, likes the bourbon though. How's your mom's now? In the Kaczynski Segura show. How's your mom's now? Good, the fuck you think? How's your mom's now? Pull up a seat. How's your mom's now?
Well, I'm like a song to me, man.
How's your mom's now?
This shit is big time.
How's your mom's now?
I might be old, but I'm not retarded.
How's your mom's now?
It actually happened in the Orlando airport.
How's your mom's now?
Momshousepodcast.com.
How's your mom's now?
I don't want to know.
How's your mom's now?
Crying, motherfucker.
How's your mom's now?
Oh, my goodness.
That was great.
That was a trip down memory lane. That's Joe Double.
Wow.
He made the first, like, I think, fan-made song.
Is that right? The very first?
I think so. Or at least the one that we played, I think. Because he made another song that was like Your Mom's House, like the official song. It was like the first time a fan had sent in, like a fan-made song that was... you know, produced, and he wrote like lyrics specific to the show.
Crazy.
We would play it as, I forget, as either an intro or a closing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
I wish I could, yeah. Well, yeah. That was awesome.
Very
Joe
talented.
Double.
Joe Double.
I remember
Double.
That.
Yeah.
That was a good one. It reminds me of Pizzicato 5.
Pizzicato 5?
Twinkies. Similar. Yeah. Similar. Sorry, I said that wrong. I've been saying words wrong all the time.
Yeah. Similar.
Similar.
You say that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that? Why do
Similar.
You
Similar.
Why?
Well, where did I hear that from? I don't know. I Similar is how people say it incorrectly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct that you say that. You incorrectly say that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I wonder what it was that...
A lot of people say that, though. It's very common.
I believe how big his dick was.
Oh.
Are you talking about your brother?
No, I wasn't talking about my brother. I feel like, what's his name, says that the truck driver...
Would you
My queen's above 18.
If you found two brothers attractive, would you want to sleep with them? Just to compare notes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. Identical twins would be ideal.
Ideal?
I would love to sleep with two identical twins and see if their dongs are identical.
They are.
Sure?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
I know, but that was the official
if they're identical
verdict.
Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd like to compare notes and be like, I wonder.
They could be different. Lovers,
right?
But they would be identical bodies.
That would be so cool.
Yeah,
and then I could go to each of them for different moods I was in. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, well, he's more aggressive. I'm in the mood for that Charles today or whatever. And then
Charles.
Tomorrow is Tony.
Yeah,
Tony's more of a thoughtful lover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure they both have their different specialties.
Yeah, yeah,
that would be great. You know, it should be legal to marry
twins.
Two identical twins.
That's something we could talk to Congress about.
Should we
I mean,
start a petition?
If you think about it, identical twins don't have like a special set of rights for them, and they should.
They're being discriminated against.
Kind of feels like it now that we're talking about it. Everybody's rights. I mean, you know, you can now choose to be X as your gender on a driver's license.
Yeah,
looks like we're thinking of those folks before we think of identical twins.
That's so true. How annoying do you think it is to be an identical twin?
Oh, you want to call the Sklar brothers up?
Oh my God.
But as a little kid, it's fun. No, they embrace. Yeah. As a little kid, it's fun. You dress alike and everybody's like, oh yeah. But then you get older, I'm sure. I mean, thing is, they really are so close.
Yeah. They seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they can't have always enjoyed that, especially growing up when you're trying to differentiate, like, who am I? Who are you?
What
do you like? Yeah. I'm sure everybody just assumes they're the same person.
Yeah.
In addition to looking the same. And that's just not.
I wonder if their wives are attracted to the other one.
That's what I'm
really
saying.
That's really fascinating too.
That's interesting.
Because you're looking at the same person.
Yeah.
It's just, it shows you how much personality affects things because. It's the same person with a different personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
That's the only difference, that they have a little different personality. Now, the weird one would be there's identical twins who like share the same interests, have the same opinions, have the same voice. And in that case, I would ask somebody dating one, how are you not into the other? It's a duplicate.
And in that case, they should be legally allowed to marry both.
Yeah.
However, but now you've sold me on the Sklar brothers scenario. Because if they're both different, it's like I'm attracted to you physically, mm-hmm. but what if I had like a different version of you, and then on days when you just like were annoyed with me or you wanted to be left alone, I could just go to your twin.
Yeah, but that's a different person though.
Yeah, but like, okay, but there's two Toms. Like there's one Tom that's like, let's go have fun and like ride our jet skis, and then there's you. You know what I mean? Like there's you. Just kind of no fun, you know. But I still like you sometimes.
This is the second podcast in a row where it's pointed out that I'm not fun by different people.
Well,
that work here.
Different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fun in your own way, though.
That's not a compliment. That's like telling someone you're beautiful in your own way.
That's true. That's true. Can I tell you when you are fun, though? Sometimes when you'll do a silly dance with me and you'll be like do 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 and you'll do it in the house back. Mm-hmm. There are times when you're into it. Yeah. There are times like with a dog or with the kids, you'll have fun.
The kids, I have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah.
It was actually as much as they made me want to step in front of a bus over mm-hmm. the last time I was with them, mm-hmm. I have a lot of fun with them. Especially because we do a lot of like throwing around and like I hold them upside down.
Yeah.
And walk them around. And throw
they
them.
Love that
That's
shit.
Just a lot of fun.
That is exclusively dad behaviors. I cannot do that with those kids. I saw a man traveling with his little 2.5-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And he was doing the same. He like had her over his shoulder. He was like, just, and you're like, oh my God. Like the mom would not be approving.
They love
that.
It. Those
they
boys love it. They would wear me out. They have, and when I was at my edge, like couldn't do it anymore, I'd go, I'm going to bite your fingers off.
You need to tell them that.
I go, I'm going to bite your fingers off and spit them in the trash.
Yeah.
And our little one would go, no. And he'd cover his fingers up. And then Ellis, the older one, goes, are you kidding? And I would go, yeah.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I was like, oh, I'm going to bite your fingers off. He goes, are you kidding? I'd go, no. He goes, you're not kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a little rougher with them, definitely. But mom is supposed to be sweet and soft, and dad is the one that throws them around.
Yeah.
And tortures them.
I sent you that video of me throwing them.
Oh my God.
They're like, not throw me. Not throw me.
Yeah. They love that. That's what dads do.
Yeah.
I loved it when my dad used to, in the pool, he would throw me way up in the air. You know, it felt like 40 feet high, but I'm sure, as you know, it's only 10 feet. And then you land in the water, it's the best.
And as a father of two boys, I have like conversations that you don't get to have with them. You know,
like what?
Like I'll be like,
I'm looking for girls for pussy.
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
I tell them.
It's a cool thing to tell your kids. That's neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I honest to God just want to lick pussy.
Oh, I get it.
I just teach them. You know, I teach them.
I honest to God. Like anybody's like, no, you don't. Prove it. He's like, I do. Honest to God.
Honest to God. No, we have a lot of fun. You know, we look at chicks. I tell them how to rate chicks, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. So like when they walk by, like Julian will go like,
thumbs down, fatty. Yeah.
And then I'll be like, here, you get a lollipop. And I go, lollipop.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's good. I think it's good.
Yeah, you so should.
Like, yeah.
You got to teach them real stuff. Not bullshit stuff.
Real stuff.
Like I was telling Ellis, if some guy fucks with you, you should kick him in the nuts. But then,
by the way, see, the difference is that I was joking with these.
Oh.
And he brought that up the other day. He's like, "You ever get kicked in the nuts?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's terrible." He's like, "Yeah, sometimes you got to do it." I was like, "What?" Mm-hmm. I was like, sometimes you gotta kick someone. And I go, don't do that, man. It's gonna really hurt somebody. It's not okay to
but
do that.
But only, I told him over and over, only if someone's trying to mess with you.
No. Not if someone's trying to mess with you.
Oh. Someone like, physically harms you.
Yeah. It's like a last resort. I don't think he understands that concept. He thinks he can just be like, well, that guy deserves a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
It's different.
We haven't even done the opening clip.
Oh, goodness.
You want to see it?
Yeah,
it's fucking rad this week. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me. Yo. Hey, you got a nice body. You want to get a massage after this? What? Come on, man. Fucking bullshit.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitson. Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Guy's pretty cool.
Well, she's being a frigid bitch, dumb bitch, right? Why doesn't she want a massage? It's free, stupid.
He said this is bullshit, you know? He's right.
It
was bullshit. He's like, you got a nice body, you want a massage?
Yeah.
It's like, here's the thing, it's a very direct pickup line, you know?
I like it. Before, I would say early 2000s when I worked in an office, it was extremely normal for your boss to come up behind you and give you a little
shoulder rub.
Shoulder rubs. Yeah. Just like, you look tense. And like guys in the office would just do that.
Yeah.
You know, I worked at MTV. You look tense. And I'm like, I don't like that. But, you know, whenever it's fucking crazy Gary, you know,
yeah.
Guy that gives girls shoulder rubs.
The shoulder rub guy is born in high school, by the way, because his name was John in ours.
Shoulder rub guy. That's a guy's whole thing.
That's like his way of getting women.
Yeah.
This guy would go, I remember we'd have this patio that like it was a covered patio and like you'd be sitting there, you know, like on these benches, and this motherfucker would always go up to like some pretty girl and just start working her shoulders.
Yeah.
Working, and they'd be like, oh Jesus. And then in classes he would do it too, and I'd always be like, I know what you're fucking doing, man. Because he gets the put off that like, I'm just a good guy.
I'm just a sweet guy. I just want to give people shoulder rubs. What's
wrong
with
that?
Doesn't
it feel good when I do this? Yeah, it does. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
We see what you're doing, John.
I know. You know, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but Jesus on Sunset, Jesus used to hang out at the Comedy Store.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
I thought you were talking about the guy upstairs.
Well, yeah, the guy that dressed like Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, he's also upstairs, but yeah.
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 So there was a guy that dressed as Jesus Christ for many years on the Sunset Jesus strip. Yeah. And he would come to the Comedy Store and he was like the nicest guy. He was super sweet, but he was a massage guy.
Yeah.
But he would massage girls and guys.
That's cool.
So I don't know.
Maybe he really was like Jesus then.
I don't know, but he gave very hard ones. And the thing is, massage guy is usually too hard.
Yeah.
The people that give them, you're always like, okay, massage guy, thanks, done.
Yeah.
It's never great.
Yeah.
He was too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah.
Too much.
Too much massage. Massage. Sorry, I'm saying that wrong.
Well, this cool guy,
massage.
He asked her if she wanted to get a massage because she had a nice body. And then he's like, it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And he starts walking away. He's got, by the way, great hair.
So nice.
Good looking guy, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's doing his thing and stuff like that. And then something happens, right?
Fuck do we have here, huh? What are you trying to talk to me for?
I'm asking you to leave right now.
Nah, fuck you. For what, dude? For fucking what, huh?
I'm asking you to leave.
You can kiss my ass, bitch. What I do? I am working out silently. Asshole. Go fuck off. You see me working out, bitch? What am I doing wrong? Huh? Answer, dude. I'm gonna work out right now. What are you harassing me for?
I'm not harassing you.
Yes, you are. You just told me to leave. I'm mid-workout. Disrespect.
Someone is fucking feathering it right down here again. We prayed. We prayed to him. And Connell said, I'll give you one. Boom.
Is this the son of Fed Smoker?
It feels like he is reborn, reincarnated. Yeah.
He's got all the same bones to pick. He's
There's
cool
so
with
much
the
hair
ladies.
To feather. Yeah, he's cool with the ladies. Got a really approachable style with the public.
He's cool with authority.
Yeah. The guy just asked me to leave. Bitch, I'm fucking working out. Mid-workout, bitch.
Hey, bitch. Hey. Why are you asking me to leave on mid-workout, buddy? The fuck is wrong with you?
I love this guy.
The fuck did I do, bro? You can't even tell me.
You can record this, too. You're kicked out of the gym. You're no longer here.
For what?
You're gone.
What did I do, huh? Tell me. All you fuckers. The fuck? You cannot work out in this bit. Look at you. Look at me funny. You just asked me to leave for what, buddy?
For what?
He has a funny accent, though.
For is what, buddy? Possibly.
It sounds like it's a Canadian accent.
Well, this chain, whatever
buddy?
This place is called Easy Fitness.
Can you look it up?
I don't know where Easy Fitness is located.
Easy? Is it letters E and Z?
I think I saw Easy Fitness.
Let's see.
But I do like this guy's, I like him more, I like watching him.
You cannot work out.
Oh, you like watching him?
I like his physicality more. It's more enticing than Fed Smoker's.
No, it looks like it's
spelled out.
Yeah, but it looks
it's
like
EOS Fitness.
EOS, and there's like a
EOS,
what is that? A line over the O, right?
Yeah.
There's a way to say that I can't.
Well, it looks like it's a chain. They're all over the place
in America, or
all over where?
There's some in the States. There's some in Canada.
There are some in Canada, though.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I'd say the way you're saying "buddy" definitely sounds Canadian.
It definitely sounds Canadian. Strong North American vibes with this one.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I do like his hair. I like his whole presentation. Mm. I like that he's a younger, fresher take on menacing.
Yeah,
he's a whole new generation.
It's kind of like we were having this conversation, I think, a week or so ago. About when Hollywood starlets age out, you know, and then they are replaced by a younger version.
Yep.
It's kind of like this is the new Fed Smoker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're always looking for new meat.
New
in the
talent.
Machine,
yeah.
In the machine. Yeah.
Fuck. Look at this guy, too. He's all fucking mad, I bet. You're on this side, huh?
Yeah, I
don't record
me.
There's cameras above you, dumb fuck. You're being recorded right now.
Your membership's canceled.
I don't give a shit. I didn't do shit wrong. If I was a female, you wouldn't treat me like this. If I was a hot bitch, you wouldn't treat me like this, huh? You ain't like hot whores, huh, you fucking perv? Yeah, yeah, I know who you are. You're the guy who goes around touching children and grabbing girls' titties. Fuck you. Look at you.
Oh, but there's palm trees.
There's always, it's interesting.
Oh, wow.
First of all, I like them. Secondly, when you're in the wrong and you resort to using like the worst insult you can say to someone, you usually know that something is off.
Something's
you know
gone.
I mean? Like he went from being thrown out of gym to be like, you touch kids.
You touch kids. Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that who else was obsessed with chomos?
Who? Oh yeah. Fed Smoker. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice that he's carrying the same traditions.
Tradition
on.
Is interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you get a job here, fuckface?
Very similar vibes.
Fuckface, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's concerned about child molesters.
Fuck did I do, bro?
Fuck did I do, bro?
Yeah. I mean, compare the two.
You can kiss my ass, bitch.
Ta-ta there, retard.
That's good shit. Ta-ta there, retard.
You ain't like hot whores, huh? You fucking perv.
Touching my camera through the fence, you faggot.
Yeah. But isn't that,
like father, like
yeah,
son.
Yeah, what's interesting is the generational differences in language,
yes,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Fed Smoker still uses the words that are forbidden.
Yeah.
Our guy doesn't cross that line.
He really didn't, yeah.
He doesn't say the R word. He doesn't say the F word.
Yep.
But he does still hit the same points. Chomo.
Grabbing girls' titties.
Just fucking lick that pussy to pieces.
They're very, 2 peas in a pod.
Yep.
But you're right. The language differences are generational.
Mm-hmm. So Fed Smoker's like, I don't give a shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Forbidden.
This guy's like, look, there's a line.
Yeah.
And I also saw palm trees.
I did too. I know.
So
it made me think.
It's Canada.
I know. It made me think that we were in like SoCal.
Possibly.
Yeah.
He could be a bro. He could be a dude bro.
A dude bro all the way.
Let's see. Can we see any license plates?
Down there. Oh,
yeah. Those are palm trees.
Someone's thinking like a serial killer now.
Mm-hmm. Because generally, yeah, that could be Florida. That could be California, right?
Yeah, I can't really see the plates. Good work, detective.
Thanks, Shalacy.
Yeah.
I'm on the case.
You are.
I'm sure somebody watching this knows that EOS fitness.
Yeah, somebody knows.
And it's like, I used to work there. I know that guy. Ooh. That's Chad. Chad's a real asshole.
I'm going on his YouTube page.
Yeah.
And he said, I am now banned from every club on the Las Vegas Strip. Relocated to film in a new area, but he doesn't disclose the area.
Vegas.
His whole thing is to get banned. I'm guessing.
That's so cool.
You ready? I'm guessing.
Go ahead.
We have some schizophrenia.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Mixed. Kind of put into a dish with some stimulant.
Ooh. That's a really good guess. I'm going to second that motion.
Yeah.
Do you think, it's like cocaine,
meth? We move to file the motion, Your Honor. he could be on that, yeah.
But definitely some form of psychotic.
Well, there is some paranoia. And
paranoia. That's the right word, totally.
And he's super confrontational. So there might have been a psychotic break somewhere in the recent past.
What's neat, too, about he and Fed Smoker is the need to document the menace.
Yeah.
Like the need to video it and then upload it.
He also has a sense of pride with it.
Yeah.
That's also what's interesting is like a lot of people, as in the majority of the population, would be deeply ashamed of the interaction.
Right.
You'd be like, that was one of the worst moments that I've had.
Right. Because we've all lost our cool with clerks. Like sometimes you're just a dick and you regret it.
You say something
and
you're like, man, that was embarrassing.
Yeah. I shouldn't have been
mean. And I need to upload this immediately.
And so Patty, does he label videos correctly, or is he one of those guys that's like XYLLZZZZ123?
Wow, that's a very good question, Christina.
That's gonna tell us a lot about his sanity.
Yeah,
boy, these video titles are pretty interesting.
Well, let's go through them.
But they're actual words, they're not just code.
They're actual words. Examples of misandry.
Misandry is woman hating, right?
Misandry. It's the opposite.
It's man-hating.
Man-hating.
So everyone's just hating him. This couple let me smash with another random girl we met. And that's a cool title.
That's interesting.
Oh my God. Combative handicapped boyfriend subdued by girlfriend. These are all really crazy titles.
Wait, combative?
Combative handicapped boyfriend subdued by girlfriend.
Okay, these are some pretty
good
titles.
After getting triggered by Jay's persistence.
I mean, what I would do here, just so you know, we're going to keep talking. I think you should take a look at one or two of these and let us know if we should bring it up.
Sure thing.
Because it sounds like a real cool title. All right.
Wow, how did we find this one? Was it sent in?
I think so. I got something here that I bet you can't even guess.
Okay. But this was a diamond, by the way.
This was fantastic.
Good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, this is really
that
good.
That was really cool.
This guy's very, very cool.
Yeah. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So, a lot of groups, particularly marginalized groups, in the last, especially the last decade, that was a nice burp.
Thanks.
Particularly the last decade, have had basically felt empowered to speak up for themselves and let people know how they prefer to be referred to and rights that they feel that they have, especially if they feel if they're underrepresented. And maybe the fact that they have been stigmatized or mislabeled, stereotyped by the general public. But I bet you can't guess which group also feels this way. Would you like to see?
I'm dying now.
Thank you so much for that question. I use the term minor attracted person or MAP in the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons. First of all, because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile.
Oh.
Minor attracted person.
Oh, fuck off.
What do you mean? Why are you being...
No. He can go fuck himself right off. No.
Hey, listen.
Nah.
You say pedophile, everybody goes as a bad guy. You say minor attracted person, people don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
See, this is the logical extension of... This is what we were waiting for.
Yeah.
This is fucking no, bro. It's just no. I don't give a fuck what you think you should be called, dude. I'm gonna put a fucking boot in your face is what I'm gonna do. Hey, okay, come
people,
to Texas.
When they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means
automatically
offender, and that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions of attractions toward minors. I've definitely heard the idea that you brought up, though, that the use of the term minor attracted person suggests that it's okay to be attracted to children. But using a term that communicates who someone is attracted to doesn't indicate anything about the morality of that attraction.
Yeah, I mean, he's making a lot of good points. And there's one area that I feel like we just don't understand completely, and they deserve to be heard. It's MAPS, you know? Minor attracted peoples. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they need our sympathy and our love, just like every
other... The goddamn stigma they have to deal with all the time.
Well, you know, this leads me to believe, should we be renaming murderers?
Yeah. Or rapists?
Yeah, exactly.
We should be calling rapists, you know, Well, I was thinking you need like more like an acronym, how you about, know, like G W H N, you know, guys who hate no, like shit like that.
Correct.
It makes sense.
Correct. Or those who can't withhold urges.
Yeah.
Or, you know, knife holdingly challenged for people. Who,
sure.
Or stabby challenged.
Stabby challenged. Yeah.
Instead of murderer.
Yeah.
We need to soften.
Mean name.
Mean and.
My girlfriend.
Uh-oh. What happened here? Did we find a good one?
Yeah, so we have a couple of action jam-packed ones that are like 15, 20 seconds long.
Oh.
15, 20 seconds.
This guy is fucking, he is making videos for the show. This is Home Run Alley. They're 15 to 20 seconds long. This is called Nympho Cell, Too Ugly for Any Girl. Gym Maxing Won't Save Him, Neither Will High IQ. What in the fuck? Give it to me. Give it to me, Mark.
My girlfriend. No. I want you as my girlfriend. Are you down?
Oh my God.
Huh.
Stupid bitch again.
The fuck?
Yeah.
I like when he's perplexed.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same thing when he was like, do you want a massage? Fuck. He was like, the fuck's going on here?
You know what this reminds me of, though? A younger Fed smoker. Like, that could have been a chapter out of a 25-year-old Fed smoker.
It totally could have.
Like, his relationships with women as they evolved.
Combative handicapped boyfriend subdued by girlfriend after getting triggered by Jay's persistence. That is
persistence.
A wonderful title, Jay. Give it to me.
Do something. Do something. Do something. Hey, I like you. I like Arabs. You guys gonna fuck tonight? I wanna watch your porno. You got any porn on your phone? What's your girl's pussy look like?
Jesus.
Please stop. Please. Dude, you're making this worse.
That was amazing. This guy, and he is looking for confrontation.
Yeah.
It really is like Fed Smokers Reborn.
Yeah.
The fucking criticism you can make of a Fed Smoker video is how fucking long they are.
That's so
this
true.
Guy gets
so
right
true.
To it. And I got to give him credit. I think it's because of his age.
I think so. He's familiar with TikTok.
He
with
knows
Vine.
Attention
he grew
spans.
Up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Fed Smoker's like, I just parked, and now we're going to walk in the building and see who's here, and you watch him walk
you're
all
like,
the way up, and you're
real
like, come
time.
On, man. I want to see you yell at somebody.
Yeah, this guy cuts right to the chase like we need him to. By the way, I thought of a name for violent offenders.
Yeah.
People, murders, rapists.
Yeah.
Violence impulse challenged.
Okay.
VICs.
Yeah.
Instead of murders and rapists.
Yeah, VICs is good.
VIC.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. We need to advocate for those douchebags too, you know?
Vices and maps together.
Vices and maps.
Yeah.
Vicks and maps. Yeah.
Vicks and maps.
Fucking fuck this guy. Put me on Mars. When can I leave for Mars? I'm ready to live there. I can't do this anymore. I think I'm all done with humans, Tom.
Making the fact that he's just like, give them a chance. You need to understand where they're coming from. Like, nobody wants to understand. Nobody cares. Like you're literally the only group of people. Think about being in a group where a lot of people feel like it's okay to kill you.
Yeah.
Like everyone's
everyone agrees.
And not only that, the worst people in the world agree that it's okay to kill you. And they do.
That's true.
Like when you go to prison, they're like, are there child molesters here? And they're like, if you kill them, you can, that's fine.
Free reign.
Yeah.
And the guards will look the other way.
The guards are like, there's a child molester. They killed him. They're like,
that's so true.
Yeah, they have to put him in protective custody because other murderers and rapists will be like, I'll kill that guy that touches children.
That's true. The most violent of the violent.
They still are like, no.
There's a consensus on who sucks the most, and it's child molesters.
It's maps.
Maps.
It's maps.
Sorry, maps.
Maps are the worst.
Yeah, and everybody knows if you change the acronym, it softens the blow.
Yeah,
of
course
what
it does.
The thing is, yeah, they're not child molesters; they're maps.
This guy's
so
trying to reframe pedophiles. Everyone knows that he's like everybody always throws their hands up at pedophiles. So we're going to try to call them minor attracted people now.
Go for it. Well, listen, if he wants to deal with them and help them deal with their proclivities, great. You do it. I'm not working with those fucking. And here's the deal, man. I think we should research them to figure out what's wrong, why are the wires crossed, and how we can lobotomize them systematically to get them out of society.
Yeah.
I don't think many shrinks want to work with PDF files.
No, yeah.
Then no one's like signing up. Sign me up to go research them.
One of my dad's big ones. PDF, you know, we're always saying things he mispronounces.
Yeah.
He's like, you see that guy in the news?
Yeah.
Pedophile.
Yeah.
I'm like, you mean pedophile? He's like, yeah.
Pedio.
And then he's 2 seconds later, got that pedophile. I'm like, pedophile? Yeah. How come? How do you not say these words?
I don't know how he heard pedophile, but he, yeah. That's a good
so
one.
Strange.
Yeah. So but who wants strange. To work with them? Nobody. This guy wants to work with maps.
Yeah.
Maps?
Maps. Yeah. You'll like this one. It's a nice change of space, really. Change of speed, I mean.
I'm just trying to ask you to go to speed limit as well.
I'm saying I'm gonna go.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Get out of the car now.
Well, you got to. Hey, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to open that trunk.
What? I don't
that's,
know. What
okay,
I
so that's the Lyft driver.
Uh huh.
And this guy was recording and said, "Can you go the speed limit?" Because she's flying. She turned around, saw that she was being recorded, pulled over on the highway. And then started fucking freaking out right there. Like, really freaking out. Look at her.
Well, you got to, hey, you're gonna have to open that trunk.
He's like, open the trunk because he's got his bags in there.
Do you know why I was confused?
Why?
I didn't know that driver was a lady.
Oh.
I can't tell. She gets her hair cut at, you know, the dog groomer. I didn't know that was a lady. You know what I mean? She looks,
yeah,
like, she looks like you more than she looked like me.
Yeah, but you know it's common for them, right? A lot of them look like that.
I know I wasn't, but my brain wasn't like, I couldn't put the two together.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, where's the woman screaming? I thought she was in the back. I'm like, what's happening?
Okay.
All right. I love lesbians.
Get my bag out of your car.
Jesus.
Oh, she's got a cool American flag thing on the steering wheel.
That's all I want was my bag.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
She's barefoot.
Yeah.
Oof. Arkansas?
Me too.
What happened? That was wild. She threw the bag, went over to his section where he was, or went over to like the rear passenger seat. Would she scream? This is so nutty.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. You think I'm going to deal with that? I got it all on camera too, everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What did he do? It seemed like, well, we only saw part of the video. That part's true. But it seemed like he was just saying, could you slow down?
Right. And judging by the driver not wearing shoes, I don't think.
And with that haircut?
Yeah. The haircut was really the telltale. Like, yeah. You're not with us here, sane life. And then the America, the flag on the car, the steering wheel, right? Does not always like tip you off to mental illness. You're like, you're not doing that right.
A lot of flags?
Yeah.
Or like, flags in places where you don't need a flag?
You don't need
like
a flag.
Like on your steering wheel?
Yeah. I mean, I actually enjoy the really large flags here in Texas.
Yeah.
I like them,
yeah.
But I don't need it on the steering wheel. That's
the steering
true.
Wheel is a leap.
Yeah. Like how did she even get that there? Did she make it herself? So many questions. And then she doesn't have AC in the car because the windows are rolled down. Like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Your shit's not tight. Her shit ain't together. And she's got fucking stickers on her car, which is my pet peeve.
I
fucking hate people that have stickers on their car.
Well,
let me show you. Okay. What does that say?
Salt life.
Okay, so I'm driving home last week, and I'm behind a pickup truck that has this sticker,
yeah.
But I can't really read it because I'm a few cars behind, and I think it says slut life. And I was like, what woman has slut life on her car?
Crazy.
I'm like, I gotta see this bitch, right? So I speed up just so I can get a look at her in the pickup, and I look and I go, that's a man. It's a man.
Man living that slut life.
Living slut life.
Yeah.
I go, this is crazy. So I was so curious as to the nature of the sticker. So I Googled it and it's Salt Life and it's a fishing company. It's a fishing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that funny? I thought I read Slut Life.
I'm like, I could see that. I could see how your mind will.
Yeah,
kind
of far. Slut Life. And then I thought, why are you promoting your love of fishing?
Yeah.
You know, like you need people to know you love to fish so much. You got to put the sticker on your car. It just seems weird to me. Like, what's that personality that needs to advertise their interests in the form of
the
sticker?
The amount of fucking stickers that I see, it's usually a certain type too. Like, there's the person who lets you know every band they've ever listened to.
That was me at 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Real talk, like 16, right. It's goth.
But there's also, by the way, that person in their 40s. There's that yeah. There's that person where you see them too and you're like, oh, cool, I get it, man. You've seen all these bands? That's great. It's great that you like music. And then there's the person that does advocacy with stickers. And it's usually like a super liberal where it's like, you know, it'll say like fucking save the trees and then Bernie Sanders and then, you know, don't drink so much water and conserve this. And you're like, okay.
That's true.
It's their entire trunk and rear bumper is just covered in this shit. I guess you feel like you're doing something. I don't know. You're definitely putting an identity. This is who I am.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's wise to announce your identity, no matter what it is, on the road, period.
I agree.
Because you're always going to be able to find someone who doesn't like your identity.
I agree.
So I don't know that you're going to advertise your identity when you drive.
That's what I think. It's kind of more of a safety issue. And also, I always had admiration for people in California, particularly Los Angeles, when they would have like Trump 2020 stickers.
It's insane. Yeah.
I was like, yo, you got some people, balls, homie.
Yeah, you got balls. It's the equivalent of doing the opposite, like Biden or Obama in like a real red state.
Yeah.
Know? You're standing out.
And you're trying. It's like, do you want to start some shit? You want to talk some shit?
I mean, in it feels like here doesn't feel obviously like as dramatic. In Los Angeles, that feels like some wild shit.
Yeah, like you're looking for fights, bro.
Yeah, there was that one Trump rally or a truck rally with the trucks and the flags on Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, everybody here likes to risk that life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just feels like such a hostile place to do it.
Yeah, it's not location-wise. That wouldn't be a good spot to come out as like a Trump supporter, whereas in other states. Yeah, totally.
Fine.
Go
yeah.
do your thing. But I was thinking to myself, too, like, why is she advertising that she's into the slut life? Like, I was like, I guess that's good if you are a slut and you're just like, I want to fuck, dude. And then, like, just letting dudes know, hey, I'm about that slut life.
Yeah.
Because I was really like, that's kind of cool. Like, do guys just beep, beep, like, slut life. I'm here for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I'm like, that's how they do it now?
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely thought it through, and I was like, that's kind of neat.
Slut life is pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, she's into that life. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. I'm trying to think how I would react to the slut life.
To slut life, right? Yeah. Like, because I was thinking to myself, well, who's her match on the road?
Yeah, but I feel like slut life is... is also, slut I don't know life. That you want slut life, you know? I think I'd be like, I'm good.
But that's what I'm thinking. That's why I was like, well, who's signing up for to be with slut life? Like,
a
what
real
guy?
Fucking Jay, who makes the videos. The you have a nice body. You want to massage that guy? That guy's like, are you slut life? Yeah.
Slut life.
Jay Rockefeller? Was that the name?
Rockefeller. Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
I thought you were talking about me.
What?
You said Jay. And
my
wires got crossed.
Patty, like, you're not a Jewish anymore. We've discussed this.
Thank God.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You see this video that Patty put out?
What video?
In Matthew, Hebrews, and Revelation, it says that those who have been saved must maintain and endure with their faith intact until the end. But you might be saying to yourself, well, I have faith. I know that Jesus sacrificed himself to save us all. But here's the thing is, that's not the version of faith the Bible talks about.
God, oh, good point, Patty.
I fall asleep when I hear it. Like, don't you just fall right to sleep when they start talking about this stuff?
Oh, my God. I cannot imagine caring about this. I mean, I cannot imagine spending time. I'd be like, you realize we're wasting our life right now, right?
I know. The man in the sky doesn't care about anything.
Oh, my God.
My
parents don't do it as much as they used to, and they both do it differently. But it would always, my eyes would just glass over, and I would just be like. Like, my dad would be like, well, you know, I mean, if you want, you know, it's important, you know, pray. And I'll be like, okay. So, I just said, he didn't. And then my mom would do a much more emphatic sales thing. You look at all the things in your life.
Oh, my God.
They are all because of God. Mm. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. She's like, do you thank him? I'm like, yeah, every day. And she's like, you do? I'm like, yeah. Do you wake up and you offer your day to God? I'm like, yes, of course. First thing I do, I'm like,
of course.
This is for you, man. Yeah.
Well, I think it's like that, the cadence and like the they all use the same key words and they all use the same cadence. Like, you think you're blessing the Lord, but the salvation comes from proselytizing. Get down on your knees and pray. Yeah, and you're like, right. Dude, you guys all say it the same fucking way.
I know.
Like, I don't even hear it. Because it's so overdone.
And like, I don't want it. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to learn what you're teaching.
Like, if some guy was preaching to us and he was like, listen, God doesn't want you to fuck your shit up. Don't be shitty to people. Like, if someone,
there is that guy.
Okay, but like, rewrite the Ten Commandments. Like, come on, guys. Update that shit.
Update the language.
Because listen, if you look at them, they're not bad commandments, right? Don't steal. Yeah. Don't fuck your neighbor's wife.
Yeah. Don't murder.
Don't murder. Believe in the one God, the Christian God. Okay, that's kind of obvious.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's take us through
these. Well, let's see, yeah. But just take out that thou stuff and just remix it and put it on TikTok and the kids will fucking listen to you.
Thou shalt have no other gods before
okay,
me.
Okay, so
yeah,
the
so
Christian
like,
God
I'm
is
the fucking
the one.
Man.
I'm the dude, yeah.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
So no graven images, meaning what, like false idols.
Okay. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord. Say, that's some fucking bullshit.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's you can't say God fucking shit.
Yeah, and God damn it. Like, that's one of the best expressions ever.
It's the best.
Remember the Sabbath day. Hey. Oh, fuck you.
And what day is that, Patty? What's the Sabbath?
That is Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Saturday is for? College football.
Oh.
Honor thy father and mother. Again, come on.
Yeah, but that one's good. Like, hey, don't be a total piece of shit to your mom and dad. Don't murder your mom and dad.
It's weird placement that thou shalt not kill is six.
I know. That should be like top. You see how egotistical God is? He's like, number one, I'm the shit.
Me.
Number two, don't worship anybody else. Number three, I said it. I'm the shit. And don't say nothing about it. You're like, you just reiterated that three times.
I mean, at least kill should be four.
Like, I'd say
I get me out of the way and then stop killing. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Given. Thou shalt not steal, of course.
Good.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
I think lying.
What's that? Snitches get stitches kind of thing?
Sounds good to me.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house.
So don't be jealous.
Don't be
of
jealous.
Others.
Envious.
Well, but here
but
you
that's
look.
Like
look.
A, that's a weird commandment.
It's
that's something you should be able to reach on your own if you get there. To command somebody to not be envious?
But I think they're getting ahead of the game. Like, listen, it's pointless for you to be envious of what this guy has. It doesn't fucking apply to you. Keep in your own lane. It's a self-help. This is the first self-help book is the Bible, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. These are all principles that lead you to leading a pretty good self-realized existence, right?
Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This guy looks so much like Patty.
I know.
This is crazy. But Patty, you're more attractive than this guy.
Oh, thanks, Gene.
Yeah, he's not.
That's really nice to hear someone say out loud.
I don't like his mustache. It's barely grown in. Hey, are you allowed to have a mustache if you can't grow one?
No, it looks terrible.
Yeah, it's all like spotty.
That looks like shit.
Matthew Callahan.
Some guys just shouldn't grow facial hair.
They can't.
Listen, you get what you get in this world.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
I mean, seriously.
I know.
There's features I wish I had.
Me too.
There's things that I just, like, you don't get to grow a fucking mustache and beard. Because
never.
You know why? You can't. You fucking can't, you redheaded prick.
Mm-hmm. You fair haired.
Doesn't matter how much you pray, it's never going to grow in.
Jesus.
Okay? So.
That's true.
Yeah.
You have to accept what God gave you.
Yeah. And he didn't give you fucking hair on your face.
Look, this is the great, by the way, that question.
By the way, he's got a great head of hair.
No, his hair is, he says, why would we be able to loose our salvation if we are saved by grace through faith, not ourselves? So this idiot can't even write properly.
Well, that's somebody else's question to him.
I know.
Yeah.
So his audience isn't that bright either. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's true. Now you had, I gotta bring this up. Hmm. You had one of probably the greatest things that can happen to somebody.
I know what you're going to talk about.
And that is that a black person gave you a compliment.
Not just any compliment.
Yeah.
The compliment.
Yeah.
You know what he said to me?
There's like a 10 commandments basically of black compliments, and they are all amazing. Go ahead. What did he say to you?
Okay. So this made my day. It was in the morning after shows I was wearing, and might I add, it was a great outfit. May I run you through it?
Yeah.
Okay. My Burberry slacks that I travel in. Okay. So I've got that cool check, a cool black top, a beautiful black jacket, and then a nice cap, gray. Mm-hmm. All right. I look fucking on fleek. I have my glasses on. I look like $1 million. The guy comes, the door guy, black door guy. He goes, girl, you got some swag. And I was like, that's what's up. I know. Thank you. And he's like, that's a good thing. That's what the kids say. I'm like, oh, I know it's a good thing. But it made my day. Mm. Like, I thought about that compliment for hours. Like, when a black person tells you you've got swag.
Yeah. I mean, black compliments are so much better.
So much better.
And there's definitely, there's things that you can get complimented in from a black person that just are, that it doesn't compare. I mean, black compliment on your fashion is huge.
It's the best.
You leave that day, you're like, I'm doing everything right.
I'm doing everything right. Because here's why, generally, I will say, I mean, if I may make the observation, black people are very fashionable.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, certainly like the sense of fashion that is unique and that, that stands out. And, you know, they're style setters. Like,
yes.
Black culture sets style standards. And
1,000%.
All of us kind of go like, okay, yeah, is that cool? Okay, cool. You know, so like the list of write these down, okay?
The 10 commandments?
Yeah, these are like the coolest black compliments. One is for sure, I mean, this is not in the right order yet, but I'm saying.
Are we going to order them later?
We'll order them later.
Okay.
One is your fashion, okay. How you're dressed.
Let's talk about your shoes. If you get.
Oh my God. That is another level though. What you're wearing is one thing. Your shoes being complimented by a black person is above your clothes.
Ridiculous.
For sure. Yeah. Shoes. Another one, like for us, it happens and let me tell you something. It never gets old. And that is a black person telling you that you're funny.
But that's the best compliment in the world.
It's pretty much like the apex. I still remember some black compliments after shows that are burned into my memory.
Really? Tell me them.
One was I was leaving the Miami Improv, which is was a notoriously tough club to work.
Yes.
In Coconut Grove. And it was tough. It really was. But meaning like, you know, they papered the room. It was, they didn't police the room. There wasn't like, oh, we're going to listen to your show.
It was wild.
You had to wrangle that audience. And it was like Colombians and Haitians and just like a mix of people.
And not only that, sorry to interrupt, but a language barrier. A lot
Sometimes,
of them
yeah.
often didn't speak English as a first language. So
Some
you're dealing
of them
with
didn't.
That.
Yeah. It was wild. And I remember I had this set where it was a wild set. And, it went well. I killed. And I'm out there selling something. I'm hawking something at the time. I think it was my first CD. Thrilled. And this dude came out and he was eating a Caesar, like a chicken wrap. Mm. And as he was eating, he He was a black dude, probably like in his 40s. Mm. And he was eating. Some of it was falling out of his mouth. And he was like, "Hey, man." And I was like, "Hey." And he had a guy with him who was younger, and his arm was around him. He'd clearly been drinking, the guy that was eating.
Sure.
He's like, "You funny motherfucker, man." And I was like,
"It filled your
food,
heart."
Yeah, food came out of his mouth, and the guy was like, "All right, man." He's like, "No," he's like, "You're going to be something, man. You're going to be a star." And I was like, "Wow. Thank you, sir." 100 white people could give me a similar compliment. I'd be like,
"Doesn't matter.
Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here."
The black guy compliment was like
1,000%.
The other one is
1,000%.
This might be the.
Can I say? Sorry. But also a black approval. When I see black people in the audience, and I'm telling jokes, and I see the black people laughing, it warms my heart.
It's different.
Like, that one is like I'm working for them.
You can feel like the rest of the room is like,
don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah.
And then you see a black face and you're like, okay,
yeah, they're laughing.
Good.
This is doing good, yeah.
Black person's approval of your musical choices?
That's huge. That never happens
Big
to me.
Big one.
Never happens to me. Very rare. Very rare.
Black person telling you dance? You have good dance
That's
moves?
That's impossible for me,
Incredible.
Too.
Incredible.
Have you had black approval on your dance moves?
Everything I'm listening here, I've had. Yeah.
What?
But I mean, some of it's been a long time, but yeah, it's like, now here's the ultimate one for me.
Wow.
As a kid that grew up doing these things, nothing compares to black approval of your athletic prowess.
I bet, yeah.
When you're picking teams in like middle school and high school.
Oh, that's right.
And like a black kid picks you for your team, you're like. I remember. See
the bell of the ball. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like I'm the top pick of the litter.
Oh yeah. You feel
it's
like
so true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're like, I guess I'm homecoming king.
so true.
I remember, I can remember this. So this will make people laugh. But I used to play a lot of basketball, and I remember playing in college, the pickup game in the gym. They got like, it was a pretty competitive game because it was a lot of football players playing basketball. So it was like off season stuff.
Football players. Okay, right.
You know what I mean? So like they're on the collegiate football team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're playing pickup basketball.
Okay.
So they're big guys and they're athletic guys. They're just not basketball players on the basketball team.
Gotcha.
Right? So, but I mean, it's a competitive game. And so I would play in these games a lot. And I remember one time, like I have a decent jump shot, you know? So I remember one time I was just, you get in the zone sometimes when you play basketball, you're just hitting things. Like shot after shot.
Yeah.
I remember this kid, he played corner, a position in football. And somebody left me unguarded. And he yelled at the other guy. He's like, "You can't leave Tom unguarded." And I was just like, I started crying, you know, because I was just, but it felt so good. Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
It's 20 years later and I'm still like,
You're
I remember that kid.
Still basking in that, that glory.
And sometimes when I'm driving, I'll be like, "Can't leave Tom on guard." It is the best.
It's the best. Yeah, I will say, I do like to see like a diverse, like when I was in Atlanta, I saw like Muslim women in hijab at a comedy show. I was like, I've never seen a woman
it's
in
hijab.
It's
fun to see the diversity.
It's cool as shit. And in the same room, it was like the woman in hijab and then like the black couple, the tatted couple, and then like the older couple, like, why are you guys here? And then everybody's having a good time. You're like, oh, this is what,
by the way,
this is awesome.
Sometimes, I don't know if you ever get this. I'll do shows where somebody will be like, "You need more like diversity at your show." I'm like, yeah, I don't pick
it's
who
not
comes.
You, yeah.
Like you can spread that around.
Yeah. You're like, not making rules at the club or the venue.
They're not like, "Nah, sorry, we looked at the list and you're not allowed in." It's just whoever bought the tickets, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It is fun when it's more mixed up, for sure.
Well, and I've never had, and I had two women, Muslim women, wearing the full stuff. And I was like, that's very rare.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that before in all these years, unless I just haven't noticed it. But I like it too in Salt Lake City when the Mormons come out. And one time I asked them, like, "Who's Mormon?" And they cheer. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
Are you supposed to be here? Like, I love that.
First show I ever did in Salt Lake City. There was a woman breastfeeding at the show.
Cool.
At the club. And I was like, is this supposed to happen? And they're like, "Oh, yeah, she's just, you know." I'm like, "She's breastfeeding in the showroom."
Oh,
and
wow.
They're like, "It's fine."
Yeah. Like, They're very family oriented.
Oh, I forgot the other one. When black guys tell you you have a big dick. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be in a urinal and a black guy be like, man, that's a big ass dick you got. And I'll be like, yeah.
Thank you. Stupid. I do love black people so much.
Another black compliment.
Well,
I feel like a black woman telling me I'm attractive just hits different too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What do they, how do they tell you?
No, just like if you're like just the compliment or being like hit on feels different than
some old boring
some fucking white lady.
White bag of bones.
Yeah. Some white broad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I did have the first, so you say black guys approve of your music. Well, very seldom do they.
By the way, I remember being at what? Flappers with you.
Yeah.
And the black guy walked up to you and was like, what's up? And you're like, oh, I'm married. He's like, that's cool. And he had his phone out. Oh. He's like, let me get your number.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm not, I have kids and stuff. Oh yeah. And I was like, I have two children with this man. Like,
so what?
Yeah. I'm like, not really. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had a great velour jumpsuit on. See, again, fashion forward. And I was like, yo, where'd you get that jumpsuit?
Oh, there you go. And then you left that part of the story out.
No, no, I told you that. He's like, oh, I designed these. And I was like, that's fucking rad.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, can I get your number? And I was like, no, I'm married, my husband, kids, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Yeah. But he did have a great jumpsuit on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annie made a good point.
What's that?
Go ahead, Annie.
I was saying that, I mean, I got catcalled one time by a gay black dude in San Francisco. I remember it feeling super good, but it was because I just knew, like, he wouldn't bullshit me, you know? Like, I know that,
that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's so, got time to talk shit.
It's not like tokenism. Mm-hmm. It's not like, a black person is it. It's that somebody that lives in this society, you feel like when any of those things are told to you, it would only be told to you by a black person who means it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
You feel like the person's only going to be like, you were funny as shit because they really think that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're only going to be like, your outfit's super dope, like, because it's not like just to be nice.
That's true. Because, right?
Yeah. Because when you kill. Doing stand-up when you killed at a black audience, you feel like you really earned it. You're like, they give it up when you put
really
on the good
it.
Show.
Yeah.
And I feel like all those compliments fall into that. No, they all fall into like someone's only going to say it to you because they really
think
it.
They legit mean it. It's not bullshit, not flattery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like play ball, you know.
It's no.
If we say it, we mean it, and it's the opposite too. On a lot of other people, they'll come up to you. Fucking Ashley will come up to you and say, "It's such a nice outfit."
Right.
And it's like, no, it's not.
Exactly.
Mm. Trash. Why'd they say that?
Mm. Yeah, is that what it is? That
it's also
they keep
also,
it real. They,
it's the honesty. It's also credibility.
Mm.
Because Ashley saying like, you know, you look really good, right? You have those are nice shoes. You're like. Yeah, but you're not a fucking shoe expert.
Yeah. Where's your fashion, Ashley?
Yeah.
That's true.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, somebody like Ashley being like, you're good at basketball. You're like, you don't fucking know what basketball. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Mm-mm. I mean, because, I mean, oh God, I know I'm not going to say this tactfully and then you guys are going to want to edit this out, but.
Go for it.
Okay. So, well, I mean, culturally, isn't it black people who are known to keep it real? That's part of a cultural thing of like, hey, we don't bullshit. We keep it real. You keep it 100. That's the thing. I think that's what I personally love about black culture is there's no bullshit there. So I think that that's why this stuff matters more. That's how I see this whole thing, right? Like, they keep it real. If you suck, that's why we respect black audiences a lot. If you suck, you're going to fucking hear.
Sandman's going to come and 100%. Kick you off the stage. Yeah.
The Sandman.
Yeah. Sweep your ass off the stage. Yeah.
That's real. And then if you do well, they'll stand up and give you their heart and give you their life. See, that's what's really interesting, right?
I remember this black guy.
That's cool, though. I like that.
Cleveland one time. when like at a like a moment of like transition where it's quiet, he goes, oh, this motherfucker's put me to sleep. Like that. Like everybody could hear. I was like, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it too when you talk some shit.
Yeah.
And you hear someone go, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They'll be like, oh, that was a good sound.
Yeah.
Look up the Apollo, the Sandman. Let's see. That's where he fucks you up and he sweeps you off.
Yeah. He sweeps you off stage.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Are they still doing that?
I mean, if they do the show, I don't know.
Who's hosting the Apollo these days? I'm curious to
even
see.
I think the show's on right now.
The Sandman. Yeah,
there he is.
Shit. You saw that guy. Your shit was over, dude. Sorry ass is
done. Yeah.
Done, skis.
Your shit sucks.
There's the hook. Oh, yeah. Fuck. And you got to rub the log before you go up. You don't even want to. Shit, yeah. Who was hosting this before? I'm trying to remember. Was it Steve Harvey?
He may have hosted one of the iterations of it, but yeah.
Oh, Sinbad?
I don't know.
Gosh, I used to watch this show all the time. I hope it comes back if it's not still on.
That show, is that on?
Has that been on? During the pandemic, I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think it was on before the pandemic either, was it?
Yeah.
The really?
Apollo? I think so. Let's look up the Apollo, see how long it was.
22 seasons. Yeah, there's Steve.
There is he? Yeah, he was hosting it last time.
But did that version stay on the air?
22 seasons.
No, it ended in 2018 also.
Oh, yeah. That was a good show. They got to bring this back.
Yeah.
This is a classic. This is a part of American culture.
Did you ever see that fat Asian dude who sang Whitney Houston there?
No.
That was wild. There was this young, chubby Asian boy.
Aww.
He comes out in a tuxedo.
Aww.
I think he was in a tuxedo. And I think he said, I will always love you.
Wow, that's a hard one, too.
And people were like, the great was the pre-singing facial shots. People were like, yeah, there you
fat
go.
Fat Taiwanese boy sings like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
We might need to... Yeah.
Oh, that is not the Apollo. But that's also not the... No, because he did it at the Apollo. So it might be the same boy. You should look for it at the Apollo.
Oh, we'll look for that.
Okay. Anyways.
I wish I could do the Apollo now. Do you think you could do it now? Could you kill? It'd only give you like a minute. I mean, man.
I could work on it and probably... I think I could figure out a set to do it in. Yeah.
All right, I think I found it.
You did?
Stay.
Oh my god.
I will do.
Oh my god.
Only be in your way.
Jesus.
So I'll.
But hey, this is a competition show, but he does it at the Apollo.
I'll find that one up right now.
But doesn't it go to show that talent always transcends
of course.
Race, shape,
of course.
Age, whatever the fuck you are. People know it when they see it.
Yeah, it's undeniable.
It doesn't matter what shape you're in.
Greatness is undeniable.
100%.
It doesn't matter the form in which it's presented.
Yeah.
You just see it.
You sense it.
Yeah.
Humans know it instinctively, no matter what.
Here's your cousin in the meantime. Kind of looks like he could be.
Definitely.
Look, he's drinking.
He's on a bear.
He is riding a bear whose claws are not trimmed.
No.
And I don't think is tamed.
No, this is not even a domesticated bear.
No, no.
His claws are huge.
It's not a claw. It's not a clown. What's it called? A fucking circus bear?
No.
Yeah.
This guy's wild, dude. This is so funny because this is their like machismo.
Yeah.
Like this is how they show you like I'm fucking real man. Yeah, this is a joke, but this is really them flexing.
Yeah.
This is like them showing you how fit and strong they are.
So fit.
So funny.
So strong.
Yeah. Hey, look what man I am. What?
I want to see something.
I really like our version of the Ten Commandments. If somebody could put those on, do you want to sell our Ten Commandments? To people talk.
Yeah.
On a tablet. Put that in your house. Let your grandma see that.
We could do a list of our would you find it?
I found him on Ellen, but not on the Apollo.
Ellen. He made it to Ellen even doing that.
Hmm. Let's see. Because I found it.
You found it?
Yeah. At the Apollo?
Yep.
Also, he's also doing it on other shows. I have him on Lopez Tonight doing it.
Nope.
I have him everywhere except for the Apollo. America's Got Talent.
Everywhere but, huh?
In Jesus' name, I pray. I am trying.
Oh, Nadav.
Is this what hell feels like?
I do love that all the videos are called Asian Fat Kid Sings With Us. That poor kid. That's all he's had to deal with.
I know, and his haircut's silly. They should have really hooked him up with a better haircut. He's got the bowl.
I know.
They should have known.
What's that?
You talking to me or Nadav?
I don't know. I thought I said something. Okay.
No, I'm just trying my hardest out here. No.
He doesn't want to cry.
I know. Check this out. You ready to see some shit?
Mm-hmm.
This way.
Oh, no.
It could go on, right?
No, I got it.
You did?
Oh. I see where it is. Do you see where it is?
It's on his chain.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, babe. Oh. How are you enjoying this? You usually hate snot.
I hate it.
Just let me eat you.
I don't like it. Thanks.
You remember, well, tell me if you know who this is.
Hello. Hello. Hi, babe. But I just learned. Hi, babe. Shut up. I just learned some new shit called pegging. Oh, my God. Y'all dudes into getting pegged?
Who's
that's
that?
Bay. I turned into a telescope.
Yeah.
How can I forget?
Yeah.
Oh, you some nasty ass dude. And you wondering why. I see why y'all wearing them tight pants. Oh, you want them girls to see that butt so they can peg you in it.
Okay. Thanks.
You undercover sucker. Nah, go get pegged. Because, boy, y'all getting pegged. Boy, that's some new shit.
Can I tell you something I just realized, though? I wouldn't feel that great about a compliment from him.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think he's got other stuff happening.
No, he's got a lot happening.
He's not there.
But yeah. I mean, if he was like, I like your shoes, I'd be like, I gotta go, man.
he's not the good judge on stuff. He's not the authority on much.
If he was like, funny shit, I'd be like, I gotta rewrite the stuff.
Oh, right. You're like, I don't like what I'm appealing to.
Yeah.
But pig. Y'all are actually getting pegged by these damn girls.
Yeah.
But so y'all what? Ain't saying y'all ain't down with the LGBT crew. Yes, you will. Oh. You just trying to make an excuse because it was did by a girl. And if it was did by a girl, boy, a man did it first. Keep getting pegged, my dude. Keep getting pegged.
So his argument is that if you're going to be down with pegging, you should be down with the LGBTQ.
You should be gay.
Right. Oh, I thought you meant just support them.
He's like, you are gay.
Oh, yeah. I thought it meant just be supportive, be an ally.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
Oh, like on your social media, you should be like, I support and put rainbow flags on stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was his angle, but I'm...
No, I thought that's what I heard. Though.
Yeah, that is what you heard.
I was trying to help out.
This is one of the coolest things I've seen in a while.
All right.
I'm running through some stuff I want to show you.
Okay.
This is on... I wouldn't even call it a roller coaster. It's a ride, but like at a fair.
Okay.
Check this out. Okay. This is so rad.
Okay.
No.
Whoa. I love it.
It's good.
Oh, I love it. Oh.
an orgasm.
Oh, 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 yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, 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 fuck, man. Oh, oh, shit. Oh, I want to go down now. Oh, oh, that was good.
Oh, he's like, what?
Peter,
you're so crazy.
The orgasm I had with you are good, but this was really crazy.
Oh my God.
Wow, you think she really did?
I mean, it sure seemed like it, didn't it?
Do you think the belt was like situated on her vag or
you
something?
Tell
on
me.
Her clam?
I don't know.
I mean, it looks like that bar is right in her clam, maybe.
I don't know. I like his
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
He's like, you're crazy, bitch.
Yeah, she was, I mean, it sounded like she was having a great time.
Wow, where is this roller coaster exactly?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go. Where is this?
Buy a ticket. I'm here to help my lady come.
Boy, they show this commercial. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it'd be lines out the door.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They should.
Oof, man.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
I believe our producer, Nadav, has some information for you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, I'm just terrified to say. I really don't think this kid performed at the Apollo, but I'm just still Googling over here looking for it.
Okay.
Would you like to see him perform on Ellen?
No.
All right, I'll keep looking.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, let's watch something funny while he looks. She's provoking that animal.
That flip was crazy. Can we see it again?
Yeah.
She's old too, dude. She can't flip like that?
No, she cannot flip like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, she got up there.
That remix was where it was at, dude. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see how the bull did it. Like, he picked up by her stomach, one horn, and then flipped her up. That is just...
It was
dude,
cool.
She survived. I wonder if she... What happened? What the injuries are? Fuck. He must have gored... Ooh.
Yeah, that could have gone through her.
Fuck, dude.
It could have gone through her.
Kane flying in the air. Damn, dude.
If she was just standing still and did this, she'd be like in the fucking Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, you know?
Fuck.
Yeah.
He took her headscarf off and everything. That bull was like, give me that scarf, bitch. Flipped her over.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fucked her up.
Oh.
Damn, dude.
All right. Hold on. Let's see if this works.
Bitch, wait till the kids go to school.
Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Okay. I want to spoil it.
I wanted to show you something funny.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. That is the scariest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
A fucking bird.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that happening?
Not that high.
Holy shit. You're like,
yeah.
What is that in my face? You don't
in
even
your
know
mouth.
What that is.
There's a bird in your mouth. Jesus.
How often do birds fly into airplane engines, you think?
That's kind of common.
That happens, right?
Yeah, it's just a matter of like, it's rare when you, like that Sully thing, you know, when they landed, that was like birds hit both engines or all four engines or whatever he had, all immediately after departure. That's more rare that you would lose. But
like he flew through like a flock of birds or whatever.
But they are they hit planes and go through engines all the time.
Crazy. That was horrible. That poor girl.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Oh man. And then she just takes it and throws it.
The fuck is that? I'm sure she doesn't even know what that is at first. Ugh.
So good.
She didn't have an orgasm on this ride.
She didn't. She did not.
Poor girl. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's the worst part. She'll never forget that birthday. That's like when OJ was getting chased. It was on my 18th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember being at the Red Robin in Calabasas.
94?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Turned 18. My 18th birthday at Red Robin, my friends and I were watching OJ get chased down the freeway.
I was at basketball camp at University of South Florida.
Okay.
In Tampa.
All right. And you remember watching that chase?
I remember that that it was happening. I remember in the morning, like we were all, it was the summer after freshman year going into sophomore year. And they were like, OJ Simpson. And we were all like athletes. And like, we all know him from football and the movies and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he did something and they chased him and they gave us like a summary. We were like, okay.
He did something.
Yeah.
Sure
he did this thing and wasn't good. And what he should have listened to the police. What, you guys have practiced hard today? And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Yeah.
Yeah. She'll remember that.
Whew. Man. All right. Where is the, I got. Get this for you. Here you go.
I heard you bitch looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
Now.
I'm ready.
I don't know what you curated for me this week.
We'll see.
Very excited.
It's got to be good.
You think it'll be good?
Oh, it's always good.
All right, here we go.
This is Dark. No. I've got photos with him throughout his whole lifespan.
No.
But he got me this time.
Oh, he pissed on her.
He said, nope. Where are you going, dude? Oh my gosh. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, she didn't even know. Wait, so what did she think was happening?
She just thought he was like, haha, my fun pet crocodile's wrestling me. And then she's like, oh, he peed all over me too. LOLs. Like, what?
Can you find, while we're doing this, the crocodile, the gator that bites the woman at the party, at the kid's birthday party?
Yeah, I'll look for that.
It's this is the wildest shit. This gator, this one, I can't believe, like, this lady's an expert, and she, you know what she does?
Mm.
The gator bites her arm, and he goes to roll, and the roll is going to rip it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She is so, this is like when they say training takes over, she so knows what a gator is going to do, she rolls with it.
No,
that's why she
wow.
keeps her arm.
Wow. So
and
she
then,
just go, wow.
Yeah.
Does he, she, well, sorry, does he pull the her down into the swamp? Or?
Well, it's like, it's an enclosure. And then there's fucking kids and everything watching. And then this guy runs in who is not an animal guy. And she's like, sit on his back, pin him. Like she's telling him what to do. And then she gets out of it.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, hey, how do I get out of this now?
He gets sucked under.
Yeah, he was just like a dad that
oh,
was at this
no.
thing. And it's one of the wildest things, but it always makes me like, you watch that thing and you're like, why would you fuck with these guys?
I know.
Why are you fucking with this guy?
Why are they attracted to these
animals?
I mean, he
just pissed on you right now. What if he was hungry right now?
I know.
Or just agitated?
There's a wild animals. Well, like that guy we talked about last week that used the cobra to kill his wife. he had a proclivity for like snakes that bite you. Like some people are drawn to animals that fucking hate them. It's just the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to, why you want to have a pet that's going to fuck you up. Oh, here we go.
This is it, dude.
I think this has music on it, so we have to play it muted.
Okay, play it muted. See, they're all watching this thing and she's like, la, la, la. Right? And then she, now that's her arm. Now she knows.
She knows
she
to
knows.
Go in and roll with him. Oh,
yep. Watch.
Fuck.
Now he's rolling. See how she rolls with
him?
She
goes with him. Smart. Oh.
Then that guy is not an animal guy.
Right. She's like, pin his shoulders. Pin
she's
his
telling
shoulders.
Him what to do. And right now, she's coaching this guy. She's like, do this. Right?
And then pry open the, they have to pry open those.
Well, he just keeps doing what.
Fuck.
She gets it. And then now this guy's like, okay.
Hi.
What do I do now?
You're welcome.
She tells him. To back off like that, yeah. Yeah, isn't that wild though? And that's a lady who works with that gator probably every day.
Every day for probably years, maybe that gator's life.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't. Oh. But look at
look at this though. Like when she gets in and he's gonna roll and she immediately goes, oh, roll with this fucking guy. Roll with him. But to maintain that, like, and see how she knew to like wrap her legs around him right away. She's like, hop on him right now. I want to keep my hand. Yeah, it's that's fucking. How about this guy who's watching? He's like, do you want me to put my hand over you or what should I do? Oof, this poor bastard. All right, we're good. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't understand the allure to even get with these animals. I don't know. It's not for me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I sent this.
Oh.
It's Texas. Nobody else. Did you love it?
Yeah. Why don't you describe what we just saw?
What is it? A motorized cart?
Yeah, in a Walmart. Yeah.
And the lady's got...
I thought we were seeing like a fight or something or an accident. Know.
You never get to see the silly stuff. So she's sitting in a motorized, like...
Loaded up.
Loaded up already. Her cart's full. She's got a kid on her lap. She tells her other kid to lay down horizontally in the footrest area.
Yeah.
And then she's like, come on, let's go. And the daughter's like, yep.
And like the and the kid like holds.
She
can
get her hair caught on the wheel.
Oh yeah,
good idea.
You ready?
Hit it! Hilarious. Yeah, her hair could get stuck real fast.
I think you should have to be a, like fatter than she is to get one of those.
I think so too.
I think like in a store they should be like, I think you're just being lazy.
Should they weigh you, and then depending on how fat you are, and then your height?
Like she's a mess. But they should be
she
like,
she can walk.
You could do this.
You can
walk
use
around.
The exercise.
Yeah. Actually, you need to walk around.
Yeah.
You're not past the point of walking around.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good idea.
These scoot scoots are for our super, super fat people.
Or just like infirm.
Yeah.
Like maybe you have an issue.
Do your legs work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to walk.
Oh, fuck. You fucking love these.
I do.
It's alive?
No, they're dead. Oh, these are frogs, God. But they're like raw looking.
Oh.
Like she opens them in the organs.
Oh, yeah, there's like intestines and everything.
Maybe they're boiled? And she's pulling out the innards, showing you. I'm going to need that. And here's the other frog.
I don't
she's
like
showing
this.
You.
I think I got the whole thing.
Again, the sauce, I think, can camouflage a lot of the texture.
I think it's all sauce.
Those
yeah.
Asian sauces are so damn good.
Oh, it's like. Completely all the organs are there.
It's so
and also,
many
is she
frogs.
Gonna eat fucking 25
there's
of them?
So many.
That's what they do, they eat the whole plate.
Yeah, it's that mukbang.
Oh,
how you say it? Mukbang. She's little. It's always little bitches that do these.
His computations compel you to obey. Industrial motion, not optimal escape. Your blaster reverse is unstoppable duck shy. Of individuality.
So here's the thing. When I first heard that, it upset me and I was like, why are you doing this? And then I started to listen to it a few more times. Like for this genre, what is this called? Death metal?
Yeah.
It's kind of good for the genre and it's got to be really hard on your voice.
I think it's really hard on your voice.
How do you do this?
I don't know.
Try it. Is that good? It's the first time I've ever tried. It's my first time. Ready? Okay, ready? Should I do her?
Yeah. You're nailing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like Beavis.
You're doing a great job. Yeah. That's unstoppable production. Individual
child. It's hard.
Hard your voice.
You gotta train for that. You can't just go into that. That hurt. I gotta train my instrument for that. Try it.
Look
it's hard
eyes.
As fuck. Dude, but she's actually good at that.
I know, but she's fucking intense, man.
Yeah. Well, that music form isn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
sometimes,
it's hard.
Sometimes it's best not to compete with your spouse.
But also, how do these bands sing like that then? How do you do death? Is that death metal? Is that what the genre is?
Yes.
How do you do an hour and a half show?
I don't know.
They must be easy.
Hey, everyone. I want to warn you. If you don't hear from me, I'll be in a car, and there probably won't be internet connection when I'm driving or when my parents are driving.
What?
Okay. Know that. I'll be in touch when I can. Thank you.
Did you get why he was telling you?
No.
So he's going on a trip with his parents in the car, and there won't be internet connection there. So that's why you're not going to hear from him for a while.
How do you speak this level of this fucking stupid?
I'm fluent in TikTok, man. These are my jams. I love these fools. Dude, I know this kid's work. Like, this is not the first jam I followed and liked. I like him.
Yeah.
He's concerned about people on the platform missing him. Like, don't worry, I'm here. I'm just with my parents in the car. Right.
Let's move on.
Okay.
What is this? Yeah. Are those like maggots and stuff growing up?
It just looks like bloody meat, or maybe that's some kind of a paste or spice.
There's no bugs on that? Like, are those bugs crawling on that?
I don't think so.
No? There's not movement on the... No, I guess not.
No, but my first question is, like, this clearly is a tribal community. Like, who's posting TikToks, bro?
I know.
How are you even getting this footage? Like,
this is like that movie.
It's amazing.
Nightmare scenario where you're the Westerner that ends up in this, and you're like, I'm hungry. And they're like, today we are eating, you know, it's maggots and brains. And okay.
It's like Anthony Bourdain going to these remote countries, and you're like, this poor guy has to act like this is good.
You would eat it though if you're hungry.
You absolutely would, and you would not to be rude.
Yeah, and also because you need something to eat.
Some tribal people cook you some shit. You better believe you're eating it.
Yeah.
Hola, hijo de tu pinche madre. Eso, ¿estás a gusto? Nomás dime, nomás quiero saber si estás a gusto en el pinche cemento, primo. Mira.
What did he say?
He's so pissed at that dog. Oh, shit.
Hola, hijo de tu pinche madre.
Son of your fucking mother, yeah.
Eso, ¿estás a gusto? Nomás dime, nomás quiero saber si estás a gusto en el pinche cemento, primo. Mira.
He's like, you're comfortable in the fucking cement, asshole dog.
So it's... God, my voice hurts now. It's wet cement, and this dog fully chilling in the middle of it.
This dude knows he's going to redo that whole thing.
He's ruined that guy's whole day of work, dude.
Yep.
Fucking pinche dog is right.
Pinche justa, pinche cemento de pinche mierda.
Fucking dumb dog.
That's a really good talk.
You like that one?
That's a good talk, yeah.
I thought you might.
It's quick. It's to the point.
Now, have you been lifting down your books differently since you learned...
Yeah, not by the spine. I reach over and I push them in.
You do? And then
pull them out like that. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm glad.
All right.
Is that all? There better be more.
One more.
I curate a lot. Yeah.
I use this side for my vaginal area and this side for my rectal area. I typically hold it like this and then can put it in there and then get to the proper points. And twist it around, try to move things around to get the poop out. And as I mentioned, like, push my prolapse back.
Why does one go in your vaginal area?
Well, that's the thing. I was really trying to understand this talk. She's like, I put this one in my vag and this one in my ass. And then I put this in my vag and then the poop comes out. I'm like, wait, what?
What the fuck?
I don't think she knows which hole is which. It doesn't sound like she has a firm grasp.
Yeah.
But I like that one.
That is pretty
cool.
You
didn't like that?
I liked it a lot. Yeah, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, neither did I. It sounded kind of convoluted.
Oh, man. It was a long day.
Yeah.
It was a fun episode, though.
Yeah, good times. We got the new Fed Smoker.
Fed Smoker's here. My knee hurt.
Oh. You all right, Dad?
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
Most especially Christmas, and baby Yezushka was born.
Yezushka is born today.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. There's a Hungarian store I'm going to check out here in Momsted, actually.
You know what I'm doing later?
What's that?
I'm making a house call to Patty O'Callaghan's place to see if all the proper Christmas stuff is set up.
You going to help him out?
I'm just going to make sure that it fits the checklist.
Okay. Well, he better have his shit together, his Christian shit together.
Hope so.
Yeah. We have to do a Secret Santa. That's probably new for him.
Oh, yeah. Secret Santa, are you ready for that?
Patty, have you done that?
Oh, no. I have no idea what anything with Santa or Christmas feels like at all.
Oh.
Tell him.
We'll do a Secret Santa. In the office, we all secretly pick someone's name, and then you have to buy a Christmas gift for them.
Oh. And a Christmas gift, like... I hear this thing, you guys tell people what you want for Christmas? Is that how you do that?
But you can also do a thing like where you set a budget, you know? So everybody who's exchanging gifts goes like, hey, we don't spend more than, you know?
Yeah, it's a limit.
So that way you don't, you know.
Right. So someone gets like, you know, like a pair of flip-flops or someone gets like a really cool iPad or something.
Yeah. Right.
We don't do that. Yeah.
So we'll set a limit. We'll set a limit, I think, for you guys giving me gifts.
Okay.
So okay. I think $1,500 a person is probably reasonable.
What's the minimum on that?
Probably $1,400.
Yep, fair enough. That sounds real right, real Christian. I bless you and respect you guys, and I'm so glad to be a part of the JC team.
That's right. And it feels like a cool way to say thank you, you know, to me.
Yes, thank you.
Great. And we have it all worked out. You like that?
I do. Really cool.
You ready for the closing song?
Yeah.
So the closing song is Straight Up One Love by Zur Schartzalot. Thanks, guys, for watching. Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Love you.
We say Merry fucking Christmas.
It's Merry Christmas around here. I don't fucking say Happy Holidays. Love you. Love you guys. Hey, how y'all doing, baby girl? One love. Yeah. I'm feeling it. Yeah, baby girl. Coming. It doesn't matter if you got a big booty or a flat booty. I'm coming. Straight up. One love for all my beautiful women. Huh? And look. Yeah, baby girl. Y'all know what the banana split is. Huh? Straight up. One love for all my beautiful women. I'm feeling it. Yeah. Guess what? I'm coming at your fat ass. And look, I want to dig in your booty. You understand? Ay, yeah. I'm coming. Look, I got a freaking in hand. You understand? I'm putting my turn in your ass. Straight up. Yeah, baby girl. Guess what? We gonna use your booty. Hey. My number is 315-6320. I'm coming. Yeah, yeah. Straight up. One love. All my beautiful women. And where you from? Let me put my dick in your ass. Straight up. One love. For all my beautiful women.
Hi, Mommy. Thanks, Jeans. Thank you for watching this episode of Your Mom's House. And if you had a great time, watch more videos here. And don't forget to subscribe here so that you will know when a Your Mom's House video comes out immediately. Thanks, Jeans.